when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Yes, I can, and yes, I will devote an entire hour of Broadway to Main Street to Sammy Davis Jr. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Candyman-like Hamlet, the little Willy Wonka Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, I have often gone down this particular musical street before. Sammy Davis Jr. is one of my favorite singers and performers. He did three Broadway shows. He had this titanic catalog of music. And I always managed to sneak him in somehow. And I'm sure some of you are going, oh, oy vey, not another Sammy Davis show. But there is a very good reason, two very good reasons, in fact, why we're going to give an hour to the musical vocabulary of Sammy Davis in our show today called Yes, I Can. There is an American Masters PBS documentary biography about him that will be aired on Tuesday, February 19th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your local listings. And it's a project I've worked on for 3.5 years. I am the writer and the co-producer. It's directed by Sam Pollard. It's fantastic. And then we also have a 92nd Street Y lyrics and lyricist concert coming up at the end of the month. And we'll talk more about that later. But let's look at Sammy's career. Here is one of the first things he ever recorded. He was only 5 years old or 6 years old for a Vitaphone release with Ethel Waters. And here is his father, Sammy Davis Sr., introducing it.
Hello, I'm Sammy Davis Sr. I would like for you to meet my son, Sammy Davis Jr.
Bye. Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no y'all a gal at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace, losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down.
Bill Bojangles Robinson, the towering figure of Sammy's young life. As many of you know, Sammy began his career as part of the Will Mastin Trio, and the grown-ups in that trio were Sammy Davis Sr., his quote-unquote godfather, Will Mastin, and Sammy, who is a young guy, toured what used to be called the Chitlin' Circuit all over the country. He once said that he toured so much as a kid that my grandmother said the only subject I'll be good at is geography. And once backstage as a young man, he met Bill Bojangles Robinson, who was, you know, the leading light of the circuit. And he said when he saw him there backstage with 24 pairs of shoes laid out, he was determined he would never have only one pair of Sunday shoes again. So the Will Mastin Trio toured all over America after World War II and became a very, very popular, what was called Flash Act. This is the kind of song they sang. It's from a 1920s song by Brown, DeSilva, and Henderson. I don't think you'd ever sing it today, but it's the kind of song that Sammy and Will and Sammy Sr. put over like nobody's business.
They say some people long ago were looking for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, but this is how the blues really began. This is the way the blues began. They heard the breeze through the trees singing weird melodies, and they named that just the start of the blues. Then from a jail there came a wail, for I'm a down hearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. Now for I'm a whippoorwill sitting high on a hill, they took a new note and they pushed it through a heart until it was one ahead to a blue note. And then they nursed it, yeah, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland really gave birth to the blues. From a whippoorwill high on a hill, they grabbed a new note and they pushed it through a heart until it was one ahead to a blue note. And then they nursed it, go, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Everybody they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that old Southland gave birth, the birth to the
Well, in the early 1950s, Sammy was clearly the breakout part of the Will Mastin Trio, and he was really trying to find his own voice, literally and figuratively. And in 1954, he recorded this Broadway song, which not a lot of people record Broadway songs, but he was one of the first African Americans to chart with a hit from a Broadway show that wasn't just a rhythm song, but a real romantic ballad with Broadway cred. And here is the song that Sammy sang that made it to number 16, and in many ways was the beginning of his penetration of the great world of show business at large.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud, though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string, break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string, break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Are you not seeing things too clear? Are Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Why this glow? Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. This trembling when you speak, why this joy when you touch my cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. And why this longing to know your charms, to spend forever I could say, but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view, Mr. Wonderful. One more thing, then I'm through, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wonderful, Mr.
Well, that, of course, is not Sammy Davis Jr., and the astute listeners out there will recognize that as Peggy Lee, and that was a title number of, obviously, Mr. Wonderful, a 1956 musical that was the first introduction of Sammy to Broadway. It was not a great show. It was about a nightclub entertainer who had kicked around the country with his dad and his uncle. Duh, that was his own life story. But it certainly was a big hit, and it had another song, Too Close for Comfort. And Billy Crystal reminisced that it was the first Broadway show he was ever taken to see because his folks couldn't get tickets to My Fair Lady. And he saw right then and there when Sammy walked out and the spotlight hit him what it was to be a star. And his stardom is something we're celebrating on two separate venues, two separate events, a PBS documentary, Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me, February 19th, that's a Tuesday at 9 p.m. on the East Coast, PBS, don't miss it. And another event later in the month at the Lyrics and Lyricists Series, one of those great, great, great cultural institutions in New York, February 23rd, 24th, 25th, Yes I Can, the Sammy Davis Jr. Songbook. And this is a stage performance of all the great songs he sang with a phenomenal group. I'm a little biased. I'm the artistic director. I put it together. But you definitely want to check something like that out if you like Broadway and if you like Sammy Davis and you like this phenomenal cast. I'll talk a little more about them later. One thing Sammy did that was groundbreaking was impressions. And that's a bit of a lost art in American entertainment. But he did something quite extraordinary. He could not only imitate black performers, but white movie stars, which got him in trouble. But he was also so fantastic at imitating singers, which is super duper hard to do. So here he toggles between Tony Bennett and Billy Eckstein in a great Broadway classic.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, or lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's the danger in paradise. For a mortal to stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the somewhere in space, I hang suspended until I'm nailed. There's a chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to a stranger in paradise and tell her that she needs
Tony Bennett supposedly was not terribly amused by the imitation, but it always amuses me. At the end of the 1950s, there was no stopping Sammy Davis. He wanted to conquer every medium possible, recording Vegas, of course. He made a groundbreaking film in Porgy and Bess, where he played Sport and Life, and then transitioned at the end of the decade into the famous Rat Pack. So let's hear two songs that take us to that place in his extraordinary life. An amazing recording with Carmen McRae of, you know, the most gut-wrenching song from Porgy and Bess. And then a little pal he knew back from the Capitol days named Frank. But first, Sammy and Carmen.
You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. I ain't gonna try to keep no woman that don't want to stay. If he wants to go to Crown, well, that's for you to say.
I want to stay here, but I ain't worthy. You are too decent to understand. For when I see him, he hypnotizes. When he takes hold of me with his hot hands, someday I know he's coming. gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy, deep inside me. But when he comes, I know I have to go.
But if there weren't no crown, Bess, if there was just only you and Porgy, what then?
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever, and I'd be glad.
There, there, Bess, you don't need to be afraid no more. You picked up happiness and laid your worries down. You're gonna live easy, you're gonna live high. You're gonna outshine every woman in this town. And remember, when crown comes, that's my business. Stay with Porgy, you won't stay
with his hot hand.
You got a home now, honey, you got love.
If you can keep
so
me,
no more crying, can't you understand?
I want to
You're
stay
You're gonna
here
go about your business singing
with you forever.
Cause you got Porgy. Sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss.
Whatever happens, we've got us. We're closer than pages that stick
and
in a book.
My shadow,
we're closer than ripples that play in a brook. Wherever you find him, you'll find me, just look. Closer than a miser or the bloodhound's Deliza, me.
We're closer than smog when it clings
and
to L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK. Not a soul can fuss this team in two. We stick together like glue. And when it's a sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing,
swing to the sky.
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring.
A ding ding. A happy new year. And now to repeat what I said
and
at the start, they'll need a large crowbar to break us apart. We're alone, but far from blue.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We'll make all the late spots and then a few more. We'll wind up at Jilly's right after Toots Shore.
Life is gonna be a wee wow wee.
For my shadow and me, me.
Say, Frank.
What is it, Sam?
Would you do me a favor?
What do you want now?
Would you mind just taking it one more time?
From the top?
No, from the ending.
Wonderful.
And while we are swinging, to mention a few, we'll drop in at Danny's, the little club too. But wind up at Chili's, whatever we do,
yeah,
life is gonna be a wee wow wee.
Oh, forget it, Sam.
All right.
All right. Whatever Frank says goes. Frank Sinatra cast, not entirely ironically, a long shadow over Sammy Davis's career. Everything Frank Sinatra did and made famous and made important, Sammy wanted to do as well. And, of course, that was a very complicated relationship. Sinatra helped Sammy in many ways. And being that Sammy was a black man in America in the 1960s, there were certain things that Frank could not do for him. But one thing that Sammy did do that Sinatra never did was to go to Broadway and do a dramatic musical 8 times a week for the better part of 2.5 years. And that's Golden Boy, great Strauss and Adams score that we look at in this I've Gotta Be Me documentary and this 92nd Street Y Lyrics and Lyricists series. We spent a lot of time on Golden Boy. Such an important show. One of the ironies is he had a huge load. He had like 9-10 songs in a prize fight. And he recorded the show the Sunday after the opening, which was typical, but had laryngitis. So some of the cuts on the original LP are not so great. He went back and re-recorded, I don't know, 5-6 songs. But I think the first version, even though he was fried and frazzled, sounds so good and so dramatic. Here is one of the upbeat numbers from the second act of Golden Boy. Can't You Hear It? Sung irrepressibly by Sammy Davis Jr.
Can't you see it? It's clear as it can be. It makes a sunny beam of light that seems to follow me. Can't you hear it? Sopranos everywhere, a chorus of the choicest voices trilling in the air. It makes the soot underfoot flash like diamonds, and every cop dances by like Fred Astaire. She goes, chee goon, chee goon. Can't you see it? It splashed across the sky. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. Pleasanter than spring, it's like the humble peasant felt the day they made him king. It makes those fumes from the bus smell delicious, and every bum on a bench sings like ba 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 bing. Can't you see it? It makes the buildings fly. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. If you can see it, you're as happy as I.
Boom. Strauss and Adams, what a score. Well, the Sammy Davis Jr. documentary that's going to be on PBS on February 19th is called Sammy Davis Jr., I've Got to Be Me. Who's the me? How do you find your identity as the most talented performer in America who also happens to be African-American and Jewish in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Steve Lawrence, great singer, was in a rotten musical called Golden Rainbow, but it had this number, and he sang it in that show and then decided if Sammy Davis had sung it, if Sammy Davis would record it, it would have a whole new level of meaning, and he was absolutely right. So we're going to hear some of Steve Lawrence, and we're going to segue into the Wham of Sam.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down, won't settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free, I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free, I just gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die, I gotta be me.
One of the things we're highlighting at this Lyrics and Lyricists concert, February 23rd through 25th, called Yes I Can, Sammy Davis Songbook, is the choices he made, what he picked, and what it said about him as a person and as an artist. There was a song that was sung by a little sort of funky band about a down-and-out vaudevillian that he refused to sing. He said, "I don't want people thinking I'm down and out. It's going to become me someday. I want to stay away from it." But he recorded it at Tom Jones' insistence, and it became maybe his greatest Hallmark song of all time. Here he is.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age.
as he spoke right out. Talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laugh, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick right across the cell. He grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died. Dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieved. He said, I danced now at every chance in honky-tonks, for my drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Come back and dance. 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 Please dance. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles. Dance. Again, Bojangles.
What a master Sammy Davis was to turn tragedy into triumph. Anthony Newley was a singer he heard when he went to London in the early 60s, and he became the first person to sing Anthony Newley's music in the United States and had some whopping hits, because I think the spirit of Newley and Brickus very much enhanced and reverberated his own idealism. Here's the big hit song from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Thank you. What kind of fool am I? Thank you. Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this who could not see? What could be seen by almost everyone but me? What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love till I don't give a damn? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I.
Isn't that a good song?
This dream, I had this wonderful dream where I win every battle I fight, and I kill every dragon inside. Each night dream, what a world I create when I dream I'm not lonely. It's a pity it's only a dream, but such a fabulous dream that I feel that the real world is really unreal. While the wildest of dreams can come true, they do, but they only come true in this dream, in this dream. Pity it's only my dream, but it's a fabulous dream where I feel that the real world is really unreal, and the wildest of dreams can come true. Dreams.
Another new Liebricka song that showed Sammy's affirmation. He had a tough time in the 70s and 80s, but man, he was out there giving it 110% like he always did. This is, as far as I know, the last recorded performance he ever gave. It was a Jerry Lewis telethon mere months before he passed away. And again, he's singing about dreams, something that was so important to him as a man and an artist.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. Slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came. That we would live the years together, but there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. So different now from what it seems.
Indeed. Sammy Davis Jr. We've got two major events, folks, if you love Sammy, if you love this kind of music. The PBS documentary, American Masters, on February 19th at 9. Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me. And then Hi, You Hence, to the wonderful lyrics and lyricist series that's so well produced by Ted Chapin, up at the 92nd Street Y, February 23rd, 24th, 25th. Yes, I Can, the Sammy Davis Jr. songbook. What a cast. Harriet DeFoy, Jared Grimes, Max Kumangai, Matthew Saldivar, and Betsy Wolfe. I just love playing his music. Here is the end of the LP of Golden Boy. For some reason, when it was transferred to CD, they left out this incredibly moving ending. What a wonderful way to capture Sammy's spirit. Give me some. He wants more. The aspirational power of a great performer. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy these other Sammy Davis Jr. related activities. Thanks.
He was alone in the car. He died right away. He never found it.
Pretty women, blue-eyed or brown, how they drive you crazy, how they drag you down. Soon they're fat and happy, you're a worn-out bum.
Give me some.
Dice and poker, blackjack and dice. Start to win a little, get to feeling nice. Bet it all and roll 'em.
Snake eyes, sorry chum.
Give me some. Will I ever get smart? I doubt it. Tell me something's bad, and I can't live without it. Tell me I'm strange. Sure, but still I'm having too much fun to change. I'll go right on saying till my time has come. Give me some. Give me some. Give me some.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is...